Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Trust is defined as a firm reliance on the honesty, dependability, strength, or character of a person or thing. It's an arrangement in which someone's property or money is legally held or managed by an organization for a set period of time. It's one in which confidence is placed. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. For the past couple of weeks, we've been away, and during that time, I was trying to listen into the direction in which God wants me to travel in and the path He wants me to be on. I had to sit back and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and direct me on the correct path, the one that leads to His promises. Trust is a word that gets thrown around quite a bit. We say that we trust one another with our lives, but do we really know what we're saying? I may trust you enough to give you the keys to my car to drive, but and maybe to my home as well, but how far am I willing to go? God wants us to trust and obey Him because we love Him. He wants us to demonstrate our love to Him by living out the commands of His law. We have to trust in Him. Trust is an emotion that is concerned with the position and role of trust in social systems. Trust is believing that the person who is trusted will do what is expected. Trusting in God is the assurance of a resting mind of His integrity, His honor, justice, love, and truth. The Bible shows us the blessing of trust. David was just a small boy, yet he trusted God enough to stand firm against the size of Goliath. Gideon was basically a nobody, yet he commanded a mighty army of only 300 men that God picked out for him, yet they went on to defeat the Midianites. Now, Proverbs 3 and 5 simply tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. What that means is everything that we do, every hill that we face, every mountain or valley that we go in and out of, we must have trust in Him to lead us. There are so many things that go on around us on a constant basis that we simply have no understanding of, yet we must have faith enough to trust in God to see us through. Partially trusting God is not trust. You either do or you don't. To lean on means to have support of something. And so I'm quite sure that God wouldn't tell us to lean on Him if He couldn't be trusted. We have to understand that the human reasoning is darkened by our nature of sin and spiritual blindness and hardened hearts. Human understanding is limited and God's understanding is higher. We can't depend on ourselves to do anything right, and if we could, then why would He have had to send Jesus Christ to rescue us? Trusting in something that we cannot see, feel, or touch may seem hard to do, but that is for when the real factor of trust comes in. With another person, I can see them, I can touch, and I can feel them. They're very real to me because of these very things that I get to experience with my own eyes. But what I cannot depend on is them leading me and standing by me to help me through troubled times. Sure, my best friend may tell me, "Man, I got your back." But like the saying goes, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Biblical trust is a confidence in God that He's going to take care of your every need. He says, "If you simply trust me, then I will give you the desires of your heart." Trust implies submission to Him. There's no doubt in Him because doubt swallows up anything that we could ever hope for. And if doubt is a killer to our faith, then the same thing rings true to trust. If I doubt that something exists because I can't see, feel, touch, or smell it, then I've lost all hope. Trusting in God is like falling backwards blindfolded. You can't see the person behind you and you don't really know if they're there or not, yet you fall back in trust. God is the person. Rely on Him. Let yourself go into His arms and He will never forsake you. I trust in God with all that I have. I trust Him because His written words has said so many promises in it that awaits me. I trust in Jesus Christ when He said that in my Father's house are many mansions. and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. What is my time? I pray that you all have a blessed week. Trust in God. Recognize that our understanding is not trustworthy. One love, 5 minutes.